Hi everyone, and welcome back to the 33rd video for the Old Testament Survey course. In this section, we'll look at some introductory matters for the prophetic books. Remember that the English Old Testament has four major divisions. We've now completed the first three, and we're going to start the fourth division, the prophets. Now also remember that the prophets are divided into major prophets and minor prophets, based on the size of the books. So let's start our examination of the prophetic books by asking the foundational question, what is prophecy? Now, we've already seen some notable examples of prophecy and prophets in the Torah and the historical books. Moses, Samuel, Elijah, and others were prophets, and they set the pattern for all of the writing prophets. Now, remember that even in the monarchy, when God had given them kings to lead them, the kings were not always faithful in leading God's people in godly ways. But even then, God was still able to exercise leadership over his people. He just did it through the prophets instead of through the kings. And the prophets exercised authority over the kings when necessary because the prophets were messengers from God. That's why their messages typically begin with a formula such as, "This is what Yahweh says." See, prophets were God's spokesman, his mouthpiece to his people. And that came out of a special calling and relationship which God gave to each of the prophets. The prophets were not self-appointed, and many didn't even want to be prophets, because they often suffered for being God's messengers and for speaking some very unpopular and countercultural messages. So the only way to become a prophet was to be chosen by God. And the general activity of the prophets is straightforward. They received revelation from God and they communicated it to people. First, they received revelation from God. Because they received the messages from God, the subject of the messages was whatever God chose to communicate at that particular time. Whatever God said, they said. Remember, the phrase is, "Thus says the Lord." Now, their message was only rarely about predicting the future. Most of the time, it was an immediate message to the people of their time about their time. Now, sometimes it did include future predictions and sayings that were fulfilled in the New Testament, but all of their message was understood and applicable to the people in their time. So they received a message from God, and then they communicated it. Much of the prophecy recorded in the prophetic books was first spoken aloud to the people directly, and then later it was written down into the books which we read today. Although some prophecy was written first in the form that we have, and then it was read by the people. And also, some prophetic messages were delivered in dramatic and creative ways in order to get the people's attention and to emphasize or illustrate the meaning of the message. So, prophets received and then delivered God's message to his people. So now, let's examine the kind of messages that the prophets gave. Now, again, remember, the prophets are best understood by putting yourself in the place of the first recipients and hearing what they would have heard for their time. Now, of course, there's a tremendous variety of topics because God spoke what was most appropriate to a wide variety of situations. But the overall message of the prophets can be summarized under a few categories. See, the main topic of the prophets is the covenant. God's promises to Abraham, God's covenant with his people at Sinai, and God's promises to David are regular themes in the prophets. The prophets remind the people of God's covenant and call them back to faithfulness whenever they go astray. One of the most common messages of the prophets is what's called technically a covenant lawsuit, where the prophets act like lawyers accusing the people of breaking the covenant and giving evidence against them and warning them to repent and return to faithfulness. The prophets are therefore their agents of Deuteronomistic theology, proclaiming blessing for faithfulness and punishment for disobedience. Now, we also need to realize that the message of the prophets is not a new message, but it is a restatement and a reminder and a reiteration of the old message. In other words, the prophets are not innovators as much as they are reformers, reforming back to what it was before. They are calling the people back to what God had already communicated in the covenants. The prophets regularly drew attention back to Torah, and they never replaced Torah or even distracted from Torah. As a matter of fact, Isaiah and Jeremiah describe any kind of downplaying of previous revelation as being a mark of a false prophet. So therefore, the prophets talk about the obligations of the Torah and living it out in all of life. They inform the people of God's wrath against sin, they warn of approaching judgment, and they call the people to repentance. But they also proclaim salvation and blessing for those who turn back to God. So the message of the prophets, therefore, take two general forms. First is what's called a judgment oracle. These are threats and/or announcements of coming punishments. And they give the reasons for the punishment. But in this, there's always an implicit call for repentance and a promise that the judgment would not come if the people returned to God. And second, there are what's called salvation oracles. And these are promises and announcements of blessing and restoration. You see, in the prophets, judgment is never the last word, because God has promised blessing to the entire world. And often the promise of salvation comes right in the middle of times where they're experiencing judgment. And God announces that when he has completed his righteous discipline, he would restore his people and fulfill his promises. So he gave them hope when they needed it most. And often the promise of salvation would go beyond just a restoration of his people to the land or a restoration of earthly prosperity. The prophets announce cosmic salvation, the worldwide reign of God through his anointed representative. They proclaim a new covenant, a new heart, and a new spirit for his people, a new heavens and a new earth. So it is helpful to see the message of the prophets as either a word of judgment or a word of salvation, or sometimes a combination of the two wrapped together. But it always points the people back to faithfulness to God's covenant while looking forward to God's future acts of salvation. Okay, now let's examine the time periods when the prophets spoke. Now, as you may recall from this diagram, the prophets are scattered throughout the history of Israel. But the writing prophets of the biblical books, they're primarily concentrated in three general times. In other words, there are three time periods when most of the prophets ministered, because these three times were national crises, and there was a need for God's word of revelation at this particular point. The first time period is in the 8th century, around 780 through 705 BC. And this was a time of the threat from the Assyrian Empire. After the nation had been split into northern and southern kingdoms, the northern kingdom was idolatrous, and the southern kingdom kind of vacillated between faithfulness and unfaithfulness. And in this time, the prophets announced judgment to the northern kingdom, but announced hope and salvation to the southern kingdom, yet with warnings to repent. And the prophets that ministered at this time were Isaiah, Hosea, Amos, Jonah, Micah, and Nahum. And the second major time period of prophetic activity is the 7th and 6th centuries, around 620 through 540 BC. And this was the time of the threat from the Babylonian Empire and the time of the Babylonian exile. See, the southern kingdom had fallen into unfaithfulness, and therefore it was being deported into Babylon. So the prophets warned of the impending exile before it happened, and they also promised future hope while the exile was happening. And the prophets that ministered in this time were Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Joel, Obadiah, Nahum, Habakkuk, and Zephaniah. And then the third major time is the 6th and 5th centuries, between around 530 to 440 BC. This is the time when God's people were coming back to the land under the leadership of Zerubbabel, Ezra, and Nehemiah. So the prophets, they called the people to renewal, to take the restoration seriously, to rebuild the temple, the reinstatement of separation, the rebuilding of obedience to the law, the rebuilding of faithfulness, all the things that we saw in Ezra and Nehemiah. And the prophets that ministered in this time were Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. And then, between the Old and New Testament times, there was around 400 years of silence when there was no prophetic messages from God until John the Baptist came on the scene. So now, let's summarize God's general message to each of these time periods. Now, these are big picture generalities, and we'll look at more specifics when we examine each individual prophetic book. Now, to the 8th century, to the time when Assyria was threatening, God's message was, the northern kingdom is being punished, and here is why. The southern kingdom should take note of what's happening in the northern kingdom and repent, because they are in danger of the same fate. And the message to the 7th and 6th century, the time when Babylon was threatening, God's message was, the southern kingdom is being punished, and here is why. But this is not the end. God is still God. Therefore, he will bring restoration at the other end of the punishment, and it's going to be even better. And to the 6th and 5th century, to the returning exiles, God's message was, God's promises are still valid. He is still with his people. He will fulfill all his promises. Therefore, you have a great future, even though it may not look like it now. Now, you still need to repent and be obedient, but focus on hope and God's promises. And then to the 400 silent years, God's message was, well, silence. Now, finally, just a reminder of the prophetic books divided into the categories of major and minor prophets. The major prophets are Isaiah, Jeremiah, Lamentations, Ezekiel, and Daniel. And the minor prophets are Hosea, Joel, Amos, Obadiah, Jonah, Micah, Nahum, Habakkuk, Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah, and Malachi. Now, I hope this gives you kind of an overall overview, introduction to the prophetic books. And in the next section, we'll start to look at the individual books of the major prophets in much more detail, starting with Isaiah. Thanks for watching.